Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's top counterintelligence agency has blamed Ukrainian spy agencies, saying they organized the killing of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. Russia's Federal Security Service said Monday the killing of Daria Dugina has been, quote, prepared and perpetrated by the Ukrainian Special Services. Dugina was the daughter of Alexander Dugin. He's a Russian nationalist ideologist who was described by some in the West as Putin's brain. It charged that the killing was perpetrated by a Ukrainian citizen who left Russia for Estonia after the killing. Ukraine denies any involvement. Thousands of asylum seekers are being bused to New York City and Washington, D.C. They're sent in there by the governors of U.S. states of Texas and Arizona. The AP's Bobby Kenya Calvin reports.
The migrants, many from Venezuela, are caught in the middle of a political tussle between the Republican governors and the Biden administration. The governors say the migrants are overrunning their states, and officials in New York and Washington have been caught off guard by the busing programs.
This can be chaotic, but we want to send a message. We're here to help. And we want to put politics aside.
That's New York City's Commissioner of Immigration, Manuel Castro. Dario Maldonado, one of the migrants, said it's a tough situation to be in. He says it is like a war between the party of the governor of Texas and the party of Biden. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has spoken with glee over the humanitarian crisis now vexing officials in the two democratically run cities. Bobby Kaina Calvan, New York.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents recovered from his Florida estate until a neutral special master can be appointed. The attorneys asserted Monday in a court filing, their first since the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago 2 weeks ago, that the set of documents taken from the residence were presumptively covered by executive privilege. They say the matter has captured the attention of the American public and safeguards are needed to protect Trump's constitutional rights. The filing cast the August 8th search as a, quote, shockingly aggressive move. Mexico will file a complaint to the United Nations over the failure to deliver vaccines against COVID-19 that the government bought under a program backed by the World Health Organization, President Andres Manuel López Obrador said on Monday. Mexico was owed $75 million, López said, for COVID vaccines meant to be supplied under COVAX, which was established by the WHO during the pandemic to help distribute vaccines equitably across the world. López Obrador earlier this year said the missing doses were hampering Mexico's ability to inoculate children against COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the public face of the U.S. coronavirus outbreak, says he'll leave government service in December after serving more than five decades, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fauci has led the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for more than 30 years through HIV/AIDS.
We are in the midst of one of the most devastating epidemics in the history of civilization.
And then became a household name 2 years ago.
The cases continue to increase globally.
As the public face of the COVID-19 response, reassuring some Americans while clashing with President Trump over how to mitigate the spread. President Biden made Fauci his top medical advisor and today says the nation is stronger and healthier because of Fauci. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Russia's top counterintelligence agency has blamed Ukrainian spy agencies, saying they organized the killing of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. Russia's Federal Security Service said Monday that the killing of Daria Dugina has been, quote, prepared and perpetrated by the Ukrainian Special Services. She was the daughter of Alexander Dugin. Ukraine denies any involvement. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.